Talo Falava, I'm Johnny Blades, and you're with The House. One of the foundational principles of Parliament is that all MPs are honourable and that they should be taken at their word. Well, the word of MPs has been challenged multiple times this week in Parliament, and the Speaker, Gerry Brownlee, had to respond when issue was raised about it. Starting with this exchange at question time when the opposition's Barbara Edmonds was asking questions of the Finance Minister, Nicola Willis.
Does she agree with John Key that her commitment to fully fund her tax changes through public service cuts is too hard and risks plunging the country into discontent as reported by the New Zealand Herald?
Mr Speaker, John Key would be very unhappy to hear the member opposite mischaracterise his comments in that way, and I would put to her that we should have honour in this House and the comments that we make and how we represent others.
Mr Speaker, there is, as has been referred to in this House a number of times and as was used to in reference to your response to the Honourable David Seymour earlier, is that we take members by their word. Barbara Edmund was quoting John Key. If the Minister disagrees with
She's
that, she should say so. She should not be questioning the honour of members in this House in order to respond to a fair question.
So it's one thing for an MP to challenge how something is characterised by a fellow MP, but quite another thing to bring their honour into doubt in the process. Here's the Speaker's response.
A statement of withdrawal and apology for the reference to the dishonourable nature of members would be helpful to the whole House.
I withdraw and apologise.
Thank you.
So the Speaker can direct a member to withdraw and apologise for their comment if it's deemed to be unparliamentary language. Unparliamentary language can include offensive words or references to a member's private affairs, imputations of improper motives against another MP, accusations of racism or lying. Implying that an MP is lying is considered one of the very worst offences against the whole of Parliament. Implying that an MP is lying is considered one of the worst offences against the whole of Parliament. And today, during general debate, opposition MP Duncan Webb raised a point of order when MPs on the government benches were shouting out that his fellow Labour MP Priyanka Radhakrishnan was making it up.
Flexibility and do things properly. Work in consultation with our disability communities if long-term changes are needed. They've done none of that.
Point of order. Dr. Duncan Webb.
Mr Speaker, I heard a member say she's making it up, which must be an unparliamentary remark.
If I was to rule that unparliamentary, then there'd be almost silence for many days in the House. Yeah, so, interjections, can I just quote a former speaker, should be rare, reasonable and if at all possible, humorous. I don't hold out much hope for any of those, so... Let's carry on.
Earlier, during debate on the government's response to the Gaza crisis, the notion of honour in the word of MPs was challenged again after this response by Foreign Minister Winston Peters to the Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick.
We know who invoked Nazi Germany. The person was in the shop with her at a clothing outlet at the time. She wasn't the one that invoked Nazi Germany, and I did not hear that member call her out back then. I want to let you know, Chloe Swarbrick, you're not getting away with this high-handed, I am more worthy than thou attitude.
The Minister asserted the presence of the member in the occurrence of an event, which is a conspiracy that's going around presently. And I just want to correct that there is no suggestion that that is correct.
Sorry, you can't use a point of order for that sort of purpose.
The point of order, Mr Speaker?
Well,
is it not a correction?
There is, let's establish it. There is no point of order because that's not the correct use of the point of order process.
Here, Green MP Steve Abel sought to raise a point of order about Peter's statement, which appeared to be linking Swarbrick to an alleged criminal case. But this didn't fly with the Speaker due to the way Abel went about it. You can't use a point of order to point out that someone is wrong. That's considered a debating point. Swarbrick then had a go herself.
Point of order, Chloe Swarbrick.
The Minister just now has outlined a conspiracy theory widely circulated online with regard to my alleged presence at allegations that are currently before the courts, and I take deep offence at that, given that the Minister knows that what he is saying is untrue, and I request to withdraw and apologise.
Well, The member has made the point.
There was a lot to unpack there, including acknowledgement that standing orders prohibit MPs from referring to any matters before the court during debate, but also the suggestion that Peters was knowingly saying something untrue, which besmirched the honour of another member. The Speaker, in this instance, invited rather than directed Winston Peters to decide whether to withdraw and apologise after Swarbrook took deep offence at his comments. And Peters did nothing of the sort.
Yep, that's the member's response, and that's the way that it is.
And that's the way it was. You've been listening to The House, a programme made possible with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Tōwhā soifua.